The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We've got a fantastic Saturday show lined up for you today. And before we get to it, let's take a look at how we did on Friday. Not bad. Not great. What was that, 4-5 right there? Yeah, my counting's not too great. Houston, come on. Team total over 28.5. They end up at 24, and we needed overtime just to do that. San Diego State, man, they had it, at least in the beginning of the game. UNLV, tough one there on the spread, but you know what? We live in advance. That's all we could do. We got some experts here. Let's bring them in and let them handle some work today. First up, Micah Roberts. How we doing, sir?
Doing excellent, man. Ready for college football. Got baseball that's still kicking. A couple key matchups. Braves, Mets. I'm really excited about today. I'm trying to figure out a side right now as we talk, but had to come in and say hello to you guys.
Man, I love it, man. Glad that you did. And you're right. I mean, baseball is getting to the time where, like, I love it all year round, but, dude, right at the end of the season, playoff baseball, it is awesome, man. I can't wait. Absolutely. Mike McClure, how we doing, sir?
Doing well, like Micah said. Awesome time of year. First day of October here. A lot of college football. Got NASCAR going on still. Formula One qualifying right now. And then, of course, playoff baseball. Started last night, essentially, with this Braves-Mets series. Love it. It's weird because normally this time of year, I'm kind of tuned out of baseball if there's not an exciting race until we get to the playoffs. Not so much here. This Braves-Mets series is one of the best we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, you're exactly right, man. You know, and speaking of crunch time here, we're going to get to the storylines that affect the betting lines for today. Crunch time, college football. So we are getting full swing here into conference play. And really, you know, when that starts to happen, you want to take a look at totals here, right? Because you're going to see teams that know each other, players that know each other, and they could go one way or the other. And Mike, you know, what are you seeing from the books in regards to totals, you know, so far this week?
Yeah, totals have moving quite a bit in college football, and a lot of them are moving down towards the under. Makes a lot of sense. It's also getting a little cooler. Got some weather elements just from the hurricane in general. Not making massive, massive impacts, but definitely this is the time of year where you start to see some of those numbers trend towards the under from the early week numbers. Not all of them. You'll, of course, have many games that'll move 5 points the other way, but we've seen a number of games moving more than 4 points, which is a significant move. Really, for any total in this in college football.
Yeah, that's great information right there. Speaking of great information, always comes from our man, Micah Roberts. Now, NASCAR. Yeah. All right. We've got it this weekend. All right. So where are we at? What does the race look like? What are you seeing at?
We are at Talladega Super Speedway, 2.66 of just badassery. An amazing track. It's my favorite track in the circuit. And I say that probably every week about every track, but this one is one where I'm on the edge of my seat the entire time and waiting for something to happen, waiting for that one person to get out of line and wreck everybody. We see it all the time. There's usually two big ones in each one of these races. I'm really excited about this one. And, you know, the betting patterns change too. Like, I don't bet matchups. I don't bet props because the volatility is so significant that the pure rating of a driver, say at Las Vegas or Bristol, is not the same that it would be on Daytona or Talladega just because of the big wrecks. You get involved in wrecks a lot more easier. So it doesn't hold up in matchups or prop bets. And I just play, I take 6 to 7 drivers. I take a couple of the favorites, couple of the middle of the pack, and then I try to hit for a couple bombs. And the last time we were at Daytona, I had Austin Dillon, and he cashed. And so this is what you look for. Look for the guys that have possibilities. That's Eric Jones. That's Chris Buescher. Some of these other guys that are, you know, 25 to 30 to 40 to 1. Maybe Chase Briscoe is one of those guys. So that is what I do. So Trent Wade, what does he have at store for me?
Yeah, so I was going to say Chris Buescher. Now, first off, you've been crushing NASCAR about the last 3 months. I mean, you always do a great job, but you have been nailing it. So Trent, he likes Ryan Blaney top 10 at minus 120, Chris Buescher top 10 at plus 135.
Okay. I would say bet each of those to win and tack on five other drivers and go for it and have a profit margin of maybe 8 or 10 to 1 when it's all settled if you can cash one of those. And that's basically what it is. It's a crapshoot. You're throwing darts. You're playing dice. You're doing, you know, all that. It's really volatile, but it's so fun when you hit one. I mean, when I was 28 to 1 with Austin Dillon. I was so excited. So much fun. And that's all I'm looking for. I'm just looking for a little profit there. I would bet those guys. So Buescher's like 25 to 1. Blaney is one of the favorites at 12 to 1 or 14 to 1. Yeah, definitely both of those guys, especially Team Penske. They've been killing it at Daytona forever. I think Ford has won 11 of the last 16 races there. So definitely a Penske guy would be good to have on your betting portfolio for Talladega.
Dude, I could sit here and just listen to you talk betting strategies all day long. Like, honestly, like any sport, NASCAR, baseball, football, you name it, man. I'm telling you, both of you, you and Mike, like we should just have a camera that just sits and you guys just go. You're also like, you know what? We also work 80 hours a week. We don't need to add 10 more onto that, but it's phenomenal, man. All right, let's get into our plays for today. But before we do, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
And we are back. All right, M Squared, my man, coming over to you. You're always our leadoff hitter here. You've got a first quarter play, which I love, Micah loves, the audience loves. What do you got, brother?
Yeah, we love these first quarter plays, AB, and you know it's an under. So we're going Wisconsin, Illinois, under 9.5 in the first quarter here. Love this spot. Illinois, look, I expect them to have a little bit of success, and if they do, it's going to happen on the ground via Chase Brown. We know what running the football tends to lead to, looking at the clock running. As always, standard stuff, no real extra motivation to score quickly in the end of the first quarter. There's no sense of urgency. Flipping over into the second quarter, you'll hear a lot about in this game about Brett Bielema returning to Camp Randall. I think he'll have his team fired up for sure in this game, at least defensively. Look for a slower, conservative start in this one as each team tries to really establish the run in the first few possessions of this game. Get ready to sweat because I can guarantee you we're going to see a touchdown, but I still think we're going under 9.5.
There we go, man. You know what? There's nothing better than a good first quarter sweat. All right, Micah, coming over to you. You got one play, college football as well. What do you got, sir?
Yeah, we got Minnesota minus 11, and part of it's a picking on Purdue a little bit. Game-time decision with quarterback Aiden O'Connell didn't play last week. Probably, I would guess, he's not going to play since he hasn't practiced all week. And you've seen Purdue play to the level of their opponents. So 28-26 last week against Florida Atlantic. Lost to Syracuse, lost to Penn State. They've 1-3 against the spread so far, underperforming probably below their preseason rating. And you've also got the fact that they have not won at TCF Bank Stadium or Huntington Bank Stadium That's been a tough place for them to play. But this is more about Minnesota just dominating right now. This is, we're talking about the number one defense in the nation, 187 yards per game allowed. We're talking about the number three offense, 543 yards per game. Number two rush attack, 294 yards per game. And that's Mo Ibrahim. He is killing it right now. Eight touchdowns. He's a six-year senior, took advantage of that COVID stuff. Extra year. Tanner Morgan, this is his fifth year. 13 players returned for PJ Fleck. 4-0 so far. 4-0 against the spread. Just blasting teams so far. Front runners to win the Big Ten West. There's so much to like about this team. And I feel like Tanner Morgan, like I've seen him, it seems like for a decade almost. So this is it. He's a senior. This is his last one. And I like that fact that they've got all these guys together, playing together and just dominating this run game. And it's, run game is like 67-68% of their attack on offense, and when they need Tanner to throw the ball and make big plays, he does that as well. So I think this will be one of those blowout type games, and I think laying 11 is a good, pretty cheap.
There we go. You know what? I feel that way about Adrian Martinez at quarterback, yes. Right? Like, I feel like he's been there forever, like just in college football, like across, I think he's on his second, third team now. Yeah, I feel that way. Mike, did you have something?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to mention the under in the game that I gave out. A couple people are saying it's moved to 7.5 at books. FanDuel is still hanging 9.5. They have moved it to -115. But, yes, we saw significant line movement. I bet this about an hour ago and sent it out on Twitter a little bit, and it has moved significantly since then. The good news for you is there's not a ton of difference between 9.5 and 7.5 in a first quarter. There's a little for sure, and you're paying more juice if you want to lay the -115 now on 9.5. But FanDuel does have that number up still.
That's what I don't understand on that. If you're moving to 9 to 9.5 to 7.5, just move the money. I mean, running around, you're going to fiddle around there, and then somehow it lands on 8. You're going to lose both sides. So I don't get the book doing that on a first quarter play.
Yep. Dude, this is why I'm telling you, this is why I love having you two on the show. I can sit here and listen to that all day long. Yeah, and moving 2 points. I mean, the significance, right? I mean, I get what you're saying, obviously 7.5 and 9.5, but the overall percentage of 9.5, 2 points, like that's a lot, dude. That's a ton to move. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a look at the recap here. It does look glorious. Mike McClure on Illinois, Wisconsin, first quarter, under 9.5. Michael Roberts, Minnesota, -11. I am rolling Oklahoma, -5, TCU. I think we see a nice bounce back there. Michigan, team total over 26.5, priced at -120. Yes, I know, Iowa. That's where top five teams generally go to die. That being said, I like that Michigan's coming off a little bit of a scare against Maryland last week. I think that they bounce back nicely. Chip Patterson is on Arkansas +17. Emory Hunt, Fordham, Georgetown over 70.5. Holy cross. Harvard over 47. But you know what? We're not done there. Our college football show week 5 picks. Tom Fernelli is on Navy and Air Force under 37.5. Kansas +3. Micah, Arkansas +18, West Virginia +10, Washington State -3.5, Kansas State -7.5, Chip Patterson, Baylor -2.5, Alabama, Arkansas over 61, Duke -2.5, Illinois +7, Jacob Fetner's on Texas Tech +8, Illinois, Wisconsin under 43, Eastern Michigan -20 against UMass, and Baylor, Oklahoma State under 56.5. So, gentlemen, well done. All the time that we have for today. This feels like one of the old shows. 10 minutes. We might be setting a record here for how quick that this one went. Give you plenty of time to get your picks in, get ready for college football today. But until then, everybody, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.